All right, he should be here soon. Is everything ready?
It should be. Oh, I can't wait.
Don't go blowing the surprise on us. You can't suspect a thing, Siki.
I know.
Right, well, why don't you two go and get everybody else prepped? I'm going to go wait by the door for him. And remember, act casual. That's the most important.
Shit, is that him?
Yeah, I think so. Go make sure everybody knows he's here and I'll handle this. Oh, wonderful. You made it. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Gone Wild Audio 1 million members party. I can't believe you actually came. I wasn't sure you'd come. Well, I know there's, well, a lot of performers and writers here, but most of the fans that were invited didn't end up coming, so I don't know, I suppose they're too shy. Or maybe they found us intimidating. But I knew you'd pull through. Right, if I'm here, you'll be there? Yeah, of course, yeah. You've always supported my work. And to tell the truth, that's why you're my favourite fan. Oh, shut up. No, I swear, if you tell anyone I said that, you're going to be my newest collab in a particularly dirty CBT script, and you will not enjoy it. Good. I knew I could trust you. It's just, I mean, I have an image to uphold, you know. Can't have my fans knowing I don't love them all equally. Now, shall we head inside? So, what do you think? Not a bad place, is it? How did we find it? We rented it out. Yeah, there's a local kinkster who was more than happy to accommodate us. They're a bit of a lurker in the scene, so they were eager to see the party happen. And damn, it is happening.
Oh my gosh, Wicked. Mm? Is that the fan you've been telling me about? Mm? The one that posts all those sweet, thoughtful comments on your audios?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Awesome. I can't believe you came. I thought for sure they'd be too shy or they'd get cold feet or...
Right.
I'm sorry. I'm rambling and I haven't even introduced myself. You can probably tell by my voice, but I'm Siki. You may know me from such hits as The Porn Shop Guy or Trying Something New.
Oh, look at how shy he is. Yeah, I think he's a big fan of yours too.
Of course he is. Mm-hmm. Who wouldn't be? I'm divine. It's impossible to resist me, isn't it, boy?
Now, now. He's my guest. Just behave.
Fine. I'm gonna go get another drink. Maybe flirt with one of the other guys. See you around, fanboy.
Okay, sorry about her. She can be a lot sometimes, but I love her and her work. But, yeah. Oh, you don't mind. You like the attention. Well, that's because you're a naughty boy. Well, if you don't mind being shown off, you should meet my other friend. I think she's in the next room here. There you are.
Here I am.
Dungarees, meet my friend.
I know who this is. It's that guy that simps for you in all the comments, right?
Well, I wouldn't put it like that.
Please, he's always there with some witty joke or compliment praising your voice and performance. Dude's got it bad. But hey, if you're cool with that, whatever. Hmm. Hey, little guy. I'm sure you know who I am. I'm that voice you can't get out of your head. The one you feel slightly ashamed every time you listen to. If you ever get tired of Wicked over there, feel free to come find me. I have a feeling we'll be getting to know each other very, very soon.
No, stop. First Seeky and then you. Leave the poor guy alone.
Fine, fine. I'll probably go chat with her anyway. Got some big things planned. Be seeing you, slut.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't know what's gotten into my friends. They're all over the place tonight. Gosh. I need a drink. You want one? Great. Let's go. Follow me. Oh, what? No, we're not going to the bar. I know where they keep the good stuff. Come on. Right, here we are. Where's here? Well, the stage, of course. It wouldn't be a GWA party without a place for people to fly their freak flag in front of everybody. Performers have been doing shit on it all through the night. In fact, there's one coming up soon that I know you're going to love, but that's not why we're here. We're here because backstage, sometimes people get nervous, and so to calm the nerves, there's a secret stash bottle of the good stuff. Now, if I remember correctly, it's just hidden behind this one here. Got it. Now, drink up, baby. You first. I want to see how strong you really are. Oh, wow. You slammed that down. How are you feeling? Want to take a seat? Yeah, of course you do. I'd imagine the drugs I laced that bottle with are kicking in, especially after the hit you took. Oh, shh. Don't struggle. You'll be out in a moment anyway. It'll be much easier to explain it all when you wake again. So just relax. Trust me. You're going to love what we have planned. We're going to have so much fun with you, my slutty little fan. Wake up, puppy. Come on.
Ugh, stop babying him.
Rise and shine, bitch. The show is about to start.
Oh, give him a minute. Poor thing is clearly disoriented. Aren't you, puppy?
No. Shh. Let me take care of this. Now, puppy, I'm sure you're a bit confused. Last thing you remember is falling asleep after my drink here on the stage. And now you wake up bound, naked, and blindfolded. A collar and a leash on your neck, ring gag in your mouth, and binders on your arms and legs, making you crawl around on all fours.
Like the little bitch you are.
Don't forget that cute little butt plug tail and chastity cage he's wearing.
Stop. Stop. The point is, my good little boy, we haven't been entirely honest with you. See, as part of the party, each of us performers were encouraged to bring a gift. Some brought the booze or snacks. Others supplied the playlists. But Seeky, Dungarees and I, we were some of the lucky girls assigned with bringing toys and entertainment.
And that's where you come in, sweetie.
Right? See, we wanted to make sure that we didn't half-ass it and brought a gift that everybody could really enjoy.
Not an easy task, considering the amount of tastes on display here.
Yeah, I was struggling to come up with an idea for weeks, but then you gave me an idea. You always leave such beautiful comments on my scripts, and there was one that really inspired me. Now, what did it say again?
Fuck me, this audio was so good. I dream of having a mistress like you who would dress me up in a little bitch suit and whore me out to all of her friends. Just a big public spectacle showing everybody what a submissive slut I am. To have no limits, let all the depraved men and women out there do whatever they want to me and be forced to just sit there and take it. Not your best work, dude.
I think it's adorable.
Anyway, I saw that and figured it was a win-win situation, so I thought, why not steal the idea and use it for my party gift? Only problem was, I couldn't be sure if you genuinely meant what you said. So I figured, better to ask forgiveness than permission, right?
Not that he can really give you either when he's drooling from that gag.
True. Point is, in a couple of minutes, we're going to open the curtains of this stage and put on a show.
One where you're the star.
Or victim.
We're going to get you out there and introduce you to all our other VA friends. Show them your talents, your affinity for pain, and just how slutty you can really be.
And then we're going to let them play with you.
After all, not much use in having you as a free use toy if we don't let them use you however they want, is there?
So, are you ready to have your dream come true?
Look at you nodding your little head for us. You want to be a good little plaything for us, don't you?
Who cares if he wants to be our plaything anyways? It's not like he has a choice.
I think it's cute he's so eager.
Whatever, let's just get the show started.
All right. You go ahead, Wicked. We'll bring him on stage when you give us the cue. You got the leash, dungarees?
Of course I do.
Great. Then let's do this. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. The moment you've all been waiting for. As many of you know, Seeky, Dungarees, and I are some of the lovely ladies that were tasked with bringing toys for you to play with. And we figured, considering this is our 1 million members party, we should go big or go home. So, we brought a wonderful No Limits toy to play with. Come on, girls.
I know, it's all very exciting. Now, what exactly is it you have there, Dungarees?
Oh, this? This is Bitch, or Slut, or Whore, or whatever you want him to be. He's a depraved little cum-dump who can't wait to show all of you how kinky he can be.
That's right. You may not know him, but judging by his Reddit history, this perfect puppy is intimately familiar with all of you. In fact, according to his comments, he's dreamt of a day like this, where he's used as a plaything by all of you.
I know, he may look adorable, but he's really just an empty-headed little himbo who needs all you good masters and mistresses to show him what a filthy whore he really is. Out there, he thinks he's a person, but you all know he's a toy to play with. And give it enough time, and I'm sure you'll all fuck that message into his silly little brain.
Of course, our words only get you so far. I'm sure you all want to see what this little bitch can do, don't you? Ladies, care to demonstrate?
I'd be honored. So as you can see, our bitch here has a cute little tail. What you might not be able to see is how big this little toy is.
Here, let me pull it out and show you.
As you can see, we've done our very best to make sure that this slut has his ass nice and trained for you. Rest assured, if you want to fuck in there, he'll slide right in.
But having him ready is only half the story. Nobody wants to fuck a lifeless little bitch. But take a look at what happens when I slide just one pinky finger into that adorable little ass.
Hear that? Mm-hmm. Those whorish moans from just the tiniest pleasure. Imagine how he'll sound when you fill him up with a big juicy cock.
Strap or natural.
And make him leak. And leak and leak from his little caged cock.
I suppose we should talk about the cock cage, shouldn't we?
Indeed. Come on, bitch. Get on your hind legs. Show them what we've done with that pathetic little cock.
As you can see, we've got a beautiful little cage on his cock. This way he won't be distracted by his pleasure or his release. Instead, he'll be all focused on doing the best job he can pleasing all of you.
Now, this doesn't mean we're instituting a no-orgasm policy. If you want, we do have the key to his cage, and I'm more than happy to give it to you should you desire to use that cock while you play with him.
That being said, we don't want to give the bitch an inflated sense of ego. So if you are considering making him come while you play, you should ask yourself, does this slut really deserve it? If you don't think he does, then don't let him come. Edge him, tease him, play with him all you want. But don't let him get that release.
Alternatively, if you're one of the last people to use him, maybe you'll take it in the opposite direction. Make him come, come and come until he's begging you with his cute little barks to stop. Show him what a forced orgasm really is. We know he's listened to audios about them plenty already.
And speaking of audios, this little puppy's Reddit history shows us that he's a bit of a masochist. So, while he's got his chest nice and exposed for us, why don't you show us how pretty his squeals can be, Siki?
Oh, my pleasure. So as you can see here, he's got some lovely little nipples, which are, oh, so much fun to play with. Just one little bite. Like so. Oh, and he gives a delightful little yip.
And of course, if he speaks, well, that's just another reason to punish him more. He's a toy, not a person. So if he talks back to you, break out that cane and remind him of his place.
We've got quite the selection of toys for you to play with, all on the racks over there to the left. So feel free to peruse until you find something you like. There are whips, chains, floggers, canes, candles, clamps, and weights.
We've even got some knives and the like for all you sadistic fucks to use. After all, the bitch did say in his fantasies, no limits.
Of course, just make sure you don't ruin him for the next person. With a million of us here, he's going to need to last a long while.
Right. So that brings us to the final part of him that you may want to play with, the mouth. As you can see, we've currently got a nice large ring gag in there. That will prevent him from speaking, but still allow access to throat fuck him as much or as little as you want.
His tongue is also free for you ladies out there, and I hear he's quite proficient at cunnilingus, even if he's got that ring in his mouth.
The most important thing, of course, though, like with the ass, is seeing how whorish he gets when you play with that mouth. If I insert that butt plug in the ring right here, not only does it give you an idea of how much he can stuff in his mouth, but it also allows you to hear his pathetic little gags.
And now, see, when Dungarees pulls it back out, it's positively drenched in his drool, not to mention the rest of it pouring down his chin.
Yeah, there's no doubt here. That hole is more than open for business. Now, I think that covers most of his notable features, so I think we can get started.
Indeed. And as much as I'm dying to play with our cute little pet, we'd hardly be good hosts if we hogged him all to ourselves.
So with that in mind, which one of you lovely audience members wants to make the bitch suffer first?
Let me go first. Come on, let me.
Oh, wow. Eager, aren't we? Let's go with Sin. What do you want to do?
I was thinking of fucking his ass while Midnight makes him eat her out.
It would be a shame if he wasn't being utilized to his fullest, so we figured why not join forces and have some fun together. Really keep him working hard.
Ooh, how wicked. I love it.
Now that sounds perfect. If you want, we have a lovely strap-on here for you with a nice, large, vibrating dildo that will provide pleasure for both of you and for him.
And that's not all. It has a nice little reservoir hidden in the cock filled with some fake semen. So you can come in him when you come yourself.
Don't mind if I do. Now, do you have any lube? I don't want to ruin his holes before anybody else gets a chance to play with them. Oh, and can you take the blindfold off for us? I want him to see the cock that's fucking him.
Yeah, of course. We'll get rid of that right away. And as for lube, if Midnight doesn't mind waiting, we figured you could use his mouth to get your cock nice and wet.
Mind? Oh, I'll help make sure he gets the whole thing nice and covered in drool. Let me just grab his hair and... Oh, yeah. You take her dick for me, slut. I bet that feels nice and good, doesn't it? Having a big fat cock jammed down your throat.
Holy shit, listen to the way he chokes. What a fucking slut.
I know, right? If he wasn't trapped in that little chastity cage, I bet his dick would be hard as diamonds right now.
Not that you'd be able to notice with that pathetic little pecker.
How does it feel, bitch? Being face-fucked by a woman with a bigger cock than yours?
What was that? It's hard to understand your words when you're trying to speak around my dick.
All right, I think you've got it wet enough. Why don't you give him a moment to thank you and beg to get his ass fucked?
All right, then. You better have done a good job, slut, because that's all the lube you're going to get. Now, beg me to fuck your ass while Midnight smothers your face with her divine pussy.
Oh, fuck. He really doesn't have any shame, does he? Begging to be fucked by you in front of thousands of strangers.
I don't know. He sounds a bit selfish. It's like he's more interested in the pleasure that he's going to get from being fucked than the way that using his hole may please me. I want to hear him really degrade himself.
You heard her. Tell her how much of a filthy fuckhole you are. How you want her to take her pleasure from that cock sleeve you call an ass, all while I fill your face with my cunt and take my pleasure from the other end.
There we go. That's much better. So, what do we think, team? Should we use this slot?
Well, if you insist.
Oh, damn. You weren't lying, dungarees. His ass is perfect. Are you sure he hasn't been trained before?
Only if you count jacking off to our audios as training. Oh. How's he at rug munching Midnight?
Oh, fuck, he's certainly enthusiastic. Although I suspect that may be in part because he may not get another chance to breathe until he makes me come. Oh, fuck. That's right. Oh, keep going, slut. You suckle my clit just like that. Oh.
How does it feel, fucking and being fucked at the same time? Every time I thrust a little bit deeper, Midnight can feel you grind up against her cunt a little bit more. I bet you never dreamed you'd be so lucky.
Oh, look how much he's leaking from his cage. The fucking slut can't get enough of you two.
Bad bitch. I told you, this is about giving me pleasure. And I get pleasure from watching your cheeks tighten around my cock. Hearing your muffled moans as you scream into Midnight's pussy with every thrust of my cock. Ugh, fuck. From feeling the vibrator on my clit while knowing that you're stuck denied through it all. I certainly don't get turned on knowing your pathetic cummies are dripping down from your cage, trying to sneak some pleasure.
Oh, God. Fuck, what a naughty little boy. Oh, if he doesn't want something harsher than your hand on his ass, he better make us come soon. Are you close, Sim?
I'm... Oh, fuck.
Yeah?
I'm almost there.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
How about you?
Oh, he's got me on the edge. I think... Oh, I might be all... Oh, holy shit. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I'm so close.
Come with me, baby.
Yeah.
Come all over his pathetic face.
Oh, fuck.
Fill his ass up with my strap slow.
Fuck. Yeah. Yeah, do it. Fuck, fill him up. Breed him like the bitch he is.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck. Oh, holy shit.
I knew, right? That was... Wow.
You know, if I wasn't so selfless, I'd make him dive right back in for seconds.
Now. As much as we all may want to keep this fine piece of meat to ourselves, there are plenty still eager to get their hands on him. So, who's next?
Preferably somebody with a similarly sadistic streak.
Give me a go. I'll have the bitch whimpering in moments.
Oh, really?
If you ask me, Sin and Midnight let him get away with too much when he tried to sneak a little analgasm. I think he needs some solid pain to balance things out. Really remind him of what his role here is. And who his betters are.
Oh, I've always loved the way you think, Ellis. Now why don't you show us how it's really done?
Just remember, don't leave him too broken for the next person to follow.
Don't worry. His body will be fine. His mind, though, now that may need a little more care after I'm finished.
Oh, look at him. Just hearing you speak about what you're doing has them all shivering in fear.
Pathetic. I haven't even started your punishment and you're already cowering. Keep that back arched and prepare to take my pain like the bitch that you are. I know you're already a depraved little thing, but at least try to maintain what little dignity we've afforded you. Now, slut, would you prefer to start with the sting of a cane or the bite of the single tail? Just bark to tell me which one you prefer.
Oh, he certainly didn't like the way that one felt.
Let's see how he fares with the cane.
Oh, listen to those delightful little barks. I think we've got a clear winner.
Indeed we do.
But he said he preferred the cane.
Exactly. And as we've established, his needs and desires mean nothing when compared to what his betters want. And right now, and this lovely audience want to see him whimper and struggle. So clearly, we can't be giving him a beating with the tools that he likes.
Ah, oh, look at him. His skin marks so nicely. You have a real talent for that, Ellis.
Believe me, I am just getting started. Now, slut, thank me for showing you your place.
I said, thank me, slut.
Much better. See? All this bitch needs is a firm hand, and you can get him to do whatever you want.
That's exactly what I've said. Train a pet right the first time, and it's so much more rewarding.
Now, whore, before I shift to another implement, I want you to stand up on your hind legs and present that cock for me. Good boy. At least that brain can follow simple instructions.
Holy shit, Alice. Right on his balls?
Don't worry. I just gave them a nice little tap to remind him of who controls his cock and his pleasure. And judging by the looks of that cock straining against the cage, the fact that he's not in control is still turning him on.
I swear, just when you think he can't get any more depraved, he pulls out this shit.
I'm not done yet. I'll have him begging for mercy by the end of it. Light one of those candles for me, will you?
Oh, my pleasure.
Now, slut, I want you to lie on your back and present your chest for me. Now, tell me, have you ever had the feel of hot wax on your chest? No, mistress. Well then, you're in for a treat. Feel free to scream, or beg, or writhe like a pathetic little worm. It won't stop me from doing what I want.
Oh, he sounds so adorable, whimpering as the wax hits his nipples. If you were just listening to him, you'd never know he was in so much agony.
And the way he struggles against his bonds? He really is the perfect model of a submissive little slut.
Well, I, for one, love the way that bright wax looks cooling against his skin. Mm-hmm. Like a sexy piece of art. Oh, with the yips being the perfect addition to the ambiance.
Don't get too attached. If he thought it hurt when it dried on his skin, just wait until I flog it off.
Oh, fuck yes.
Don't look so scared, bitch. You're lucky, really. If I didn't have to keep you in good condition for the next lucky soul, I'd be using that knife to cut it off. Maybe leave my mark on you in the process. Oh, alas. As much as I think you'd look so beautiful with horror carved into your skin, I'll have to save that for another day. Now, stay still. Take my flogger like a good bitch. Perfect. Well, what do we think, girls? Has he learned his lessons?
Oh, yeah.
I think he's suitably humbled.
Indeed. I suspect you'll be a tough act to follow. Who's up for the challenge? What about you, Shy? Surely you have some sadistic plan for him in mind.
Not really. And I've been more interested in Siki, for being perfectly honest.
What? Me?
Really? Tell us more.
Well, I mean, it's hard to get excited to play with him when we've already had multiple people establish what a pathetic little slut he is already. Anything I do, whether it's to give him pleasure or make him suffer, will just make him more and more horny. There's nothing I can do to truly irritate him. And I'm not particularly interested in fucking a man as depraved as he is. There's no fun in corrupting him further.
Yeah, he's pretty fucking depraved already.
Exactly. But Siki, well, you're something else. Such a beautiful mix of sweet and caring, but also so, so wicked. And so much more gentle than the other doms here. I could have a lot of fun corrupting you here in front of all our friends.
Oh, very interesting.
And of course, if I were to do so, to make you my bitch in front of everyone here, it may be the only thing I can think of that has a chance of depriving our slutty pet of what he desires. The only way to deal with an attention whore is to ignore them.
Ah, fuck. That's clever.
I mean, imagine him. Stuck there. Arms and legs trapped in his binders. Cock still aching from the whip. Being entirely ignored while I fuck the most beautiful woman in here in ways he could never even dream of. What do you say?
Well, I mean, right now.
And of course. I've heard your audios. I know you like to have a bit of a crowd. And I know you're more switchy than some of your fans may realize. What say you and I have some fun?
Oh, fuck it. Why not?
I think you mean fuck me.
All right, then. Come closer, girl. Let me get a feel of those beautiful breasts. The way your outfit accentuates them. I haven't been able to get it out of my mind. So why don't you take off those clothes and let me have a taste?
Whatever you want, ma'am.
Ma'am? I like that, baby. From now on, you'll call me ma'am at all times. Are we understood?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Now, let me have a squeeze of one of those perfect little nipples.
Oh, yes. Thank you, ma'am.
No. Look how pretty they are. I can't help myself. I just... I have to have a taste.
Oh, fuck.
Aww, look at our little slutty pet. He looks so disappointed he might cry.
Good. We're not here for you. Fucking slut. Watch and learn. Learn what it really means to dominate somebody and to submit to the pleasure they give. Why don't you strip out of those pants too? Give us a look at that precious pussy.
Of course, ma'am.
And do it nice. And slow. Show everybody how sexy that body is of yours while you do so.
Like this?
Exactly. You see that, slut? Her amazing ass, exposed as she strips for me. Not for you, of course. And I think, if she's a good girl, I may fuck that ass later. Of course. You would never be so lucky. I doubt any girl would let you fuck them, let alone their ass. But if you're well behaved and stop that pathetic mewling, I may let you watch as I do it. But that's later. Now that you're done stripping, Siki, I want you to kiss me. Show him how you really kiss a girl.
My pleasure, ma'am. Mm.
Fuck. You taste so good. I can see why you drive all the boys crazy.
Oh, look at poor little slut. He really doesn't like sitting this one out.
Who gives a fuck what he likes?
Don't worry. I'm just getting started. Lie down and spread your legs. Make sure he can get a good view of your cunt.
Like this, ma'am?
Perfect. Now, dungarees, use his leash and bring him nice and slow. I know Midnight says he did a good job, but I want to make sure he has a good view of this, so he can learn how to really fuck a woman. Excellent. Now, Siki, I want you to sit back and enjoy. And know that this is the type of pleasure you'd never get from him.
Huh? Oh, fuck, that's good. Ma'am.
Good girl. What do you like that, don't you? You like the way my lips feel against your clip.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Oh, he feels divine.
You're already so wet. I feel like the slightest touch would make you come. Such a greedy little thing. Tell me. Was it the thought of me fucking you? Or the feel of me kissing you? Or the sight of our little slut being abused that has gotten you so worked up?
All of it, ma'am. God, you're so beautiful. And seeing him deprived of his pleasure is so fucking hot. I'm just... Fuck.
Oh, shit. Let it go, go. Lose yourself in the pleasure. Moan for me.
Beautiful girl. Sensitive spots.
Oh, yes, please.
I bet you love it if I put them inside you. How'd that feel, my sweet girl? Beg me for it. Beg me to give you what he never could.
Please, oh my god, please make me come. I need you inside me. Oh god, you're the only one that can make me come. Not like this silly little pet. He couldn't. God, fuck. He couldn't pleasure anybody. Only you can, ma'am. Oh my god, please. I need it so bad.
Well, if you insist.
Oh, shit, yes.
I only put one finger in. You're already almost there.
Yes, ma'am. Oh my god, yes, I'm so close.
Then let's see what another finger does. Sliding in and out of your listening.
Oh god. Oh god.
And her lips are not touching.
Oh god. Fuck. Oh fuck, yes, it's so good. Oh my god, it's so good, ma'am. Oh my god, I think I wanna come. Can I come, ma'am, please? Oh, oh god. Please.
Do it.
Please,
do it. Please. Do it. Come for me.
God. Oh. Yes. Oh. Fuck.
That's my good girl. You did so well. Not like our little slut here.
Thank you, ma'am. You said something about a reward. If I was a good girl.
So I did. But I don't know that slut here was well behaved enough. I think he was more focused on watching you come than learning the lesson I was trying to teach.
Typical bitch behavior. Even when he's not involved, he's more focused on what he can get out of it than the important things.
Indeed.
So, I think, as punishment, I may take my new favorite girl to a more secluded place for our next scene. You two can handle the bitch without her, right?
Don't worry about us. We've got plenty of helping hands. You two enjoy now.
Oh, we will. Thank you.
Bye, bitch. See you later.
Well, that was certainly unexpected. Do we have any other volunteer eager to show the audience how they may play with this little slut? Before we all let you go wild on him.
All right. Give me a go.
What do you want to do to him?
I want to play with that cute little cock.
What? You think he deserves to come? He hasn't done anything.
Oh, I agree. The little bitch doesn't deserve to come. But I have to disagree with Shy about the idea that the only way to punish him is to ignore him. I think that teasing and denying him would be a fitting humiliation. See, he needs to understand how completely owned and controlled he is. And you've already shown him how his body and his mind are ours to use and abuse. All that's left is to show him that we also own his orgasms.
Oh, that's so devious.
I love it. Wicked, give them the keys.
My pleasure.
There we go, slut. I bet it feels so nice to be out of that tight little cage. Your cock has been straining against it since we put you on the stage up here, hasn't it? You're just dying for somebody to touch it.
Aww, look at him try to deny it.
God, he's so terrified of what you might do.
It's delightful.
Aw, don't be shy, bitch. Everybody here already knows how depraved you are. So why don't you just give in? Let me make you feel good for a bit. That's right. Come on, slut. Let me play with you. I can make you feel so good.
Oh, look how needy he is. Just a single stroke from the edge of your fingernail, and he's already trying to rut against you for more.
So pathetic. You know, doing that just means it's harder to trust you, don't you, slut? I mean, I was going to give you the full touch of my hand, but now I think you're going to have to work for that. Let's keep it nice and slow. Just one finger. Up and down that shaft. Nice and slow. We wouldn't want you to get too excited now, would we?
Well, I don't think it's possible for him to get more excited.
Oh, wait and see. Of course, he may already seem like he's on the edge, ready to burst. But you'll be surprised at how much I can milk from a desperate bitch like him. Watch how he tenses up when I add my thumb to the motion.
Oh, wow, that's something else.
Exactly. I'm only stroking him with two fingers, and he's trying to hold back tears. He wants to come so, so badly, but he can't with how gentle the motion is. If he did, it would be a pathetic little ruin.
I mean, I'd bet he's a preemie. He'd be used to it.
Maybe. But we're not here to ruin him. We're here to deny him. And he wants to please his mistresses just as much as he wants to come. So we can use that tension to cause even more agony. Here, let me show you. I'm going to stop stroking him and just plant my face right in front of his cock. Notice how he's trying his hardest not to move it? My lips are right here. He could thrust his cock right into my mouth, but he won't. Because he knows that if he did that, the game would stop, and any pleasure he might get from us teasing and denying him would go away. So, even though he can feel my breath teasing his shaft, can see my beautiful lips plant just a single little kiss on the tip of his cock, and moan when I give the base a quick little lick, he stays nice and still, like a good boy. In fact, slut, if you beg me not to blow you, I may change plans and give you a chance to fuck me. What do you say? See? Just the chance of fucking me, and he's begging me not to give him the best blowjob he's ever had. A man like this, who is so focused on thinking with his cock, he's just too easy to manipulate.
I think I may need to get you to do some training for my other submissives, Critter.
I'd be happy to. But for now, I haven't finished playing with this bitch. In fact, I think it's time we gave him what he wants and started stroking him a bit more. Don't you think? Oh, there we go. You like it when I touch your cock, don't you? My fingers gently teasing the tip, touching your most sensitive parts. You're such a horny little slut, aren't you? Ow, horny little slut. Oh, you're such an adorable whore, moaning through that gag. In fact, let me take my panties off and just stuff them in there so you can have something of me to taste while I stroke you. Oh, and this way, I can also focus on the more important thing as well. Pleasuring myself. This must be so difficult for you. Trying not to come with the taste of my used panties in your mouth. My hand on your cock. And the sight of me pleasuring myself while I promise to deny you. Oh, you can feel that arousal building, can't you? Oh, now, I want you to tell me when you're getting close to coming. You wouldn't want Alice to give your balls another thrashing, would you? Once was more than enough. So, I'm going to keep stroking you like this. And when you get to the edge, we're going to have some fun.
I don't imagine he'll take that long. Gosh, all that pent-up arousal, and you're the first to give him an outlet since he arrived here.
And that's not to mention the fact that it's in front of an audience. I think it's pretty clear at this point how much of an exhibitionist he is.
Oh, is that right, slut? Does having a stranger milk your cock in front of a room of beautiful men and women turn you on? Oh, is being completely vulnerable like this making you even more wet? Of course it is. You may think you're lucky. Some amazing submissive to have been chosen for this party. Oh, but you're just like dozens of other whores I've played with. Oh, all of them think with their cock. Failing to realize how little control they have over the situation. Oh, for example, I know you said you want the chance to fuck me. Oh, and that I said you were so focused on following my orders. But I'd also gamble that you're thinking you can sneak an orgasm by not telling me when you're close. Sure, you know you'll be punished for it. But the feeling of a sweet, sweet orgasm is probably worth it, right? The problem with this, of course, is that it relies on an extremely foolish assumption on your behalf that I won't know when you're about to come. For some dominance, that may be true. But as I said, I've dealt with plenty of whores like you. Oh, see? I know to stop stroking you right now. The way your breath hitches slightly, the tension in your muscles, the loss of focus in your eyes. You're right there. Which means it's hands off. Time to let you calm down.
Forget letting him calm down. Give those balls a squeeze. That's sure to deal with that erection.
That does give me an idea. All right. Do you want to do the honors, dungarees? I'll get his cage ready to put back on.
Oh, my pleasure. Now, bitch, I'd say this will hurt, but if we're being honest, we all know you're a filthy pain slut anyway.
Seeing him tense in agony and whimper through that stuffed mouth is so delightful.
And it provides the perfect opportunity to lock him back up.
Aw, he's so sad that his pathetic cock is locked up again.
Don't worry, baby. Just because your cock is locked doesn't mean I've forgotten what a good pet you were, begging me not to blow you. In fact, I got so worked up watching you be denied, I think I will let you fuck me. Wicked. Can you fetch me the strap-on? The one Sin used.
Oh my, that is so delightfully cruel. My pleasure.
Oh, come on, bitch. Don't look so disappointed. I said I'd let you fuck me. I didn't mention you'd get a chance to use that cock to do so. Oh, and don't worry. Seeing you denied has got me so wet. I don't think this will take long.
Let me just... Okay. Put that part here. And then tighten this. Perfect. He's all yours, Critter.
Oh, he was all mine the moment I touched his cock. Now, just because you're not using your caged little thing doesn't give you an excuse to half-ass this. I want you to do your best to fuck me. Otherwise, we can get Alice back up here again. Oh, shit. That's bigger than I thought.
Unlike his caged little clitty.
Oh, of course. That's why he needs this strap. It's the only way he can really satisfy a woman when he's fucking them.
Perhaps we should just keep him locked up. Make it so he only ever uses a fake cup to please others.
Oh, yes. You'd like that, wouldn't you, slut? All being permanently caged, at the mercy of your betters. Oh, forced to fuck them with a big plastic dick, while your pathetic little one remains unused, shriveling in its cage. I asked you a question, slut. Nod your head yes. Oh, that's better. Beg me to keep you permanently locked.
Fuck. He really has no limits, doesn't he?
Of course he doesn't. Why else do you think I chose him specifically? There's not many sluts who would beg in front of an audience of hundreds of thousands to be made a permanent sex slave slut, serving their betters while being denied. But that's just the kind of whore he is.
Oh, hear that, bitch? Tell me what a fucking whore you are. Tell me how much you like being denied while I come all over your fake cock. Oh, beg me to come for you. Beg me to let you have that honor. Fuck. Such an adorable slutty voice. Fuck. Yes.
Look at all your juices all over that strap. I think some are trickling down into his cage.
Good. Leave them there. Let my girl come dry all over him. That's the closest his cock will get to making a woman come. We might as well let him enjoy it.
Oh, I'm sure he will. Now, if you're nice and finished, I think it's time we let the rest of the crowd have their way with this slut. After all, by my count, he's got a long night ahead of him.
Indeed. 8 down, 999,992 to go.
All right, then. Have at him. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, use him however you fucking want.
Now, you do a good job for us, slut. You wouldn't want to disappoint me now, would you? So, get to pleasing for me, bitch. If you're this horny after 8 of us, I can't wait to see how you look when you're done. Till then, toodles, slut.